Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back. It's me, Coach Adamir, on Living Your Best Life. You'll have to forgive me. My voice is a little raspy. I went to the LA Galaxy game over the weekend and did a lot of yelling. So forgive me. It does sound a little raspy, but we got to get this episode out for you guys. You got to get the information. So this is what we're here for, giving you the information. Today, we're going to talk about recovery, the missing piece in your fitness puzzle. A lot of people don't take recovery seriously. A lot of people don't think they need it. A lot of people don't know what it is and how to do it. So we're just going to go over a few things here. you know, sometimes we hit a plateau, or sometimes we don't feel like we're getting enough of the results that we're looking for, or sometimes we feel a little too sore or too painful to continue with our program. So there are ways to mitigate that. There are ways to enhance your fitness, your recovery, everything, and your strength by incorporating proper recovery techniques, really being intentional about your recovery and knowing how to do it properly through a training program so that you can get the best results possible. So we're going to dive a little bit into that world. It's really near and dear to my heart. I really enjoy recovery a lot. Obviously, I mean, come on, who doesn't enjoy a little bit of just stretching and resting, right? But there are different ways to recover. So we're going to go over that. But you're going to notice better lasting results if you do proper recovery through your fitness routine so that you're not achy, you're not always sore, and your muscles and body has the optimal amount of time to rest and repair itself from the hard strength training workouts sometimes, or the endurance workouts when it comes to long distance, if you're a runner, or if you enjoy HIIT training or anything. So our body does take a little bit of a beating, so we have to give it the proper time and proper tools to help it recover properly. So let's get into understanding a little bit of the science of recovery. We're not going to get too deep into it. We're not going to get too nerdy or too detailed, but I do want to just, you know, a little bit of information on there. Recovery, like I mentioned earlier, it is a little bit relaxing sometimes when you're in those types of sessions or in those types of workouts, but it's not just about feeling good and enjoying that as well. It's also backed by science. When you work out, and especially when you strength train, when you're doing any resistance training, body weight bands, just any sort of movement where you're pushing your muscles through some work, you're actually causing tiny little tears in your muscle fibers. And so when those tears happen, obviously they need a repair, right? So it's normal. It happens when you strength train. That's how you actually build strength. The muscle fibers, once they reattach and regrow together, they actually grow stronger. So if you're also including more protein in your diet, you'll allow the muscles to get bigger as well. During that rest and recovery, that's when your body repairs that damage that you've essentially caused, right? By building back even stronger. And here's how it happens. When you sleep, okay, first of all, sleep is super, super important, right? We always talk about it. I mention it almost every time to my clients when they don't feel 100% during their workout. My first question is, how did you sleep? So this is when your body releases a growth hormone, which is a key player in your repair, in your rest, recovery, and all that. It's going to regulate your stress hormones. It's going to regulate your sleep. So it's going to help you just sleep better. That stress hormone, cortisol, it's going to regulate that. And cortisol actually hinders progress, which is actually my second question I ask a lot of my clients when they don't feel 100% or when they feel like they're hitting a plateau is, first, how's your sleep? Second, how's your stress, right? Stress is a big factor in preventing a lot of the progress that we're trying to accomplish. So if you feel that you're stressed out, if you feel sleepy, if you feel tired, really pay attention to those cues and really try to improve on that and get better sleep so that your body can rid itself of that cortisol, that stress hormone, and you wake up feeling refreshed, you wake up feeling better, you don't wake up feeling as exhausted or tired or even anxious or still stressed, right? We wake up feeling stressed, it's kind of like, what the hell? I just slept for, you know, probably 5 hours. Some of you out there, 7 to 8 hours of sleep is gonna be the most beneficial. It's gonna give you the max amount of recovery. So please take your sleep seriously. Second thing you want to take seriously is your nutrition. I just mentioned it with protein, right? Think of food as you're building materials for your muscles, for your body. Protein's going to fuel muscle growth. Carbs are going to replenish your energy stores. So don't always feel like you have to be quote unquote low carb. Just be careful with that. You do need carbohydrates for fuel. If you don't have carbohydrates for fuel, your body starts to use its muscle reserves. So be careful with that. And then of course, eat your vegetables, eat healthy fats, coconut oil, avocados, nuts, things like that. That's going to help your replenishment and your recovery as well. Active recovery is also going to give you a boost in your blood flow. Think about like foam rolling, right? Self-myofascial release, foam rolling, hyperice massage guns, things like that, compression therapy. That's going to boost blood flow. When you get better blood flow, that's going to deliver nutrients to your muscle tissue, to everything in that area that needs that, the nutrients from the blood. If we're not getting blood flow in there, we're not getting those nutrients. That's the only way our body receives what it needs is through our bloodstream. And so when we have poor circulation, when we have poor blood flow, we're not getting what we need to every part of our body. And it's also going to flush out the waste, right? So you're getting new nutrients and it's getting rid of the stuff you don't need. So if we improve our blood flow, we're going to improve our absorption of nutrients. We're going to improve our body's ability to get rid of the toxins that we no longer think of, like that lactic acid buildup in your muscle tissue when you start to get really sore. That's a toxin that needs to get rid of, needs to get disposed of. Only way to do that, get better blood to the area. There's several ways to do that. I mentioned it, foam rolling, massage gun, you can stretch, anything like that that's going to help you, yoga, Pilates, it's going to help that blood flow. Do it. Walking. We're getting closer to summertime here in LA. So swimming, that's going to help too. Just light swimming. If you have a pool, a few laps in the pool a day should help your recovery. Those are actually good recovery day workouts. Just cause they're low impact. They're not so hard on your heart. You don't have to raise your heart level as much, your heart rate, sorry, as much. So those are actually very, very good options for recovery. Yoga, taking a walk, swimming, Pilates, even like a moderate hike, right? Don't go too steep. Maybe just walk in the park, make it a little tough and challenging, but not too much where your body's like, well, dude, we're recovering today. What's wrong with you? and then take your rest days too, right? So if you don't want to go do yoga, if you don't feel like walking and you really feel like your body just says, hey, yo, let's take a break today, then please do it. I do it all the time. I designate one day throughout my training week to rest and recover. And it's typically Thursday or Saturday. Well, Saturday and Sunday, I take off usually anyways. Saturday is like a rotating day. If I work out, I work out. If not, I don't. But Thursday is typically my day to really, really rest. I try to stay away from any high intensity cardio. I stay away from any weight training, any strength training. So I'll stretch, I'll foam roll. I'll do some dynamic stretches, do some mobility work, just things like that. So I can keep my blood flowing, but also so I can keep my joints, and ligaments fresh, right? We don't want those to tighten up and cause knee pain or ankle pain or hip pain, low back pain, shoulder pain. All these things that our ligaments and joints do to help us, we have to help them by keeping them fresh, keeping them mobile. And when you take those rest days, it's actually going to allow your nervous system as well to kind of reset and say, hey, all right, cool. We didn't do anything today. We're ready to go tomorrow. It's super beneficial and I highly recommend taking rest days when your body tells you to, or designate at least one day a week. If you're training hard 4 or 5 days a week, designate one day a week to just really rest and recover. So if you're not seeing progress, it's a lot of times because you're not resting enough and your body just can't catch up to the work you're giving it. It's exhausting more of its energy to help recover than it is to build forward because it just hasn't had enough time to repair itself. And then the biggest thing, this isn't even just for recovery, but this is going to help you recover even more. Stay super hydrated, please. Water, electrolytes, whatever you need to drink water all day, a little bit of flavor, a little bit of lemon, cucumber, something. But water is so crucial for every single body function that our bodies do. If you're not drinking water, then you're just keeping it dry and thirsty. Think of SpongeBob out of the water, right? It's all dry and sucked in, like, just, you don't want to feel that way. So water is crucial to aiding your body in every function, including recovery, right? You can't recover properly if your body's not hydrated properly. So just sip more water throughout the day. Every 30 minutes, set a timer, just take a sip of water. I guarantee you'll drink more water than you normally do. It's not that hard to put water and start drinking it throughout the day, and you'll notice you kind of feel better. You're a little more alert. Your skin's going to start to feel better. Just try drinking water. I promise it'll help. Oh, excuse me, guys. All right, let's get through this before my voice dies out. So the next part I want to talk about, we're done with the science of recovery, right? Done with a little bit of understanding what recovery is for us and how other things can help us, such as nutrition, sleep, and just rest days and water. So listen to your body and really tune into routine. Your body's going to tell you exactly what it needs. Sometimes we just don't know what it needs because we're not listening. We're not paying attention. Or we haven't taken the time to learn to read the signals that our body is giving us to understand what it needs from us. So, be mindful of those and understand your signals and start to realize what signals are what and really listen to them and pay attention to them. So there's a few things here. You know, if you are doing your rest days, if you're taking rest days and you're doing your recovery properly, but even then you still feel like, man, I'm still dragging. I'm still so tired. I just don't know what to do now. Then maybe it's time for just a little bit of a break on what you've been doing with your strength training. I do this a lot. I'll do a 12-week strength training program that I put together for myself. Once I'm done with that 12 weeks, I'll take a week to just do body weight exercises, maybe just cardio, mobility work, recovery work. It's a little mundane, especially for me who does it all day, every day, basically, to not exercise traditionally for a whole week. It is a little tough, but I've noticed that my body responds very well to that. I've noticed I don't feel as achy. I don't feel as fatigued. I still have the energy once I get back into my program to be 100%. Sometimes I feel even stronger coming back off of a week of rest. So try it. It may not be fun and it may not be something you really technically want to do, quote unquote, but sometimes things just need to be done in order to help your body out, even though we don't like it. But please rest when you need it. Read your body's cues. If you're sore for more than a day or two after a certain workout, maybe we pushed a little too hard. So maybe just dial it back next time. Maybe you went a little too heavy, dial it back next time. Maybe we didn't rest in enough time in between sets, dial it back a little bit. If it's the first time you've ever done those exercises and you're sore for a few days, then that's okay. You're going to be sore for a few days. Your body has no idea what you just did to it. You shocked it. It's going to be sore. But if it's something you're familiar with and you're like, why am I so sore? I've done this before. Then maybe we didn't warm up properly, or maybe we haven't done our recovery in between. Or maybe we just went too heavy that day and it's just really, really sore today. So be mindful of those things. Dial it back. Don't let your ego get in the way and say, well, I did it last week, so I got to do it again. There's plenty of times where I go back into a workout the next week and I notice on my phone, I say, well, I did this much last week. I'm just going to stay here because you know what? I'm not going to hurt myself. I'm not going to let my body break down and, not be able to work out for even longer. So take that into consideration. Don't use soreness as a badge of honor. It's not really a good rating of how good a workout was. If someone's never done bodyweight squats and lunges and you make them do 5 rounds of it of 20 reps, they're going to be sore no matter what. And that's not necessarily a great workout for most of us out there that have been doing this a while, right? So it's not necessarily a great rating of it, but definitely be mindful of how long you're sore for and what you did to get that sore. So that's that. And if your usual workouts feel like really, really hard and then you do hit a plateau again and your progress has stopped, then we need to reevaluate the program. We need to talk to your trainer. We need to talk to whoever you need to figure this out, to readjust your plan, to make it a little bit, not necessarily harder, but more effective for your goals so that you can actually see the progress that you're aiming to achieve and you don't feel like you're just stalling out, even though you're working really, really hard through each workout. I actually did that recently where I felt like, okay, I trained pretty hard, but I wasn't seeing the changes that I was expecting. So I tweaked my program a little bit for this next one, just made it a little tiny bit more intense in certain areas. And then I pulled back on other areas and it's definitely made a huge difference. I see a change. So sometimes we just need to reevaluate our plan. You know, our body adapts pretty quickly. So if you set up for a 12 week, 18 week plan and, you know, 4 weeks in, it just feels too easy or you're not progressing anymore, it's okay to shuffle it up and redo it, right? There's no rule that says once you start a program, you have to finish it and not adjust midway through. You're gonna adjust. If you don't adjust, then maybe we're not doing something right. The next thing you're gonna wanna do, guys, is manage your stress. So like I said, stress impacts your progress, and it also impacts your recovery. If you are sitting with a lot of cortisol in your body and you're high stress, it's going to be very, very hard to take a rest day, to take a recovery day, because you just feel so anxious and your body's just going to be high strung all day on stress. Just it's not a good environment for your body to recover properly, because it's not able to get rid of that cortisol and start fresh. So there are, you know, find what works for you as far as how you want to manage your stress. A lot of people turn to meditation. I've turned to meditation. It's probably one of the simplest things you can do. You can do it anywhere. You can do it at home. You can do it in the car. You can do it at the park, whatever. You just have to be intentional with it. Be mindful of what you're trying to focus on, which is nothing. And just sit in silence. You can take a walk. You know, maybe you want to go to a park or somewhere a little more nature-y, right? Like take a little nature walk, go outside, take a walk with your dog, just be in nature to relax. Nature is probably one of the best ways to push stress away, because if we just sit at a park under a tree for 2 hours with no phone, no distractions, there's nothing out there that's going to stress you out. There's nothing out there that makes it feel like it's go, 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 right? You're relaxed. The trees are just swaying gently in the wind. Birds are chirping. There's a squirrel just chilling, right? It's not a stressful environment. So it helps our bodies relax. And it's more in tune with who we are to be connected to nature. And if you don't like nature, you don't like being outside, then, you know, cuddle up with a good book. Find a nice book to read, maybe journal, maybe play a game. Like a lot of people play Sudoku or Solitaire or Scrabble, something to just relax and take your mind off things that you can do on your own time and helps you, right? Pick something that helps you, pick something that you enjoy, because you're the one that's relaxing, so make sure you like it. Another thing I recommend, I do it all the time, stretching, foam rolling. Tight muscles are going to lead to imbalances, achy joints, just soreness. So if you can make time to foam roll, which I think everyone has 10 minutes a day to foam roll, do it. It's a little painful, it's a little uncomfortable, but the long-term effects of it and the long-term benefits totally outweigh the few minutes of discomfort you're going to experience. And once you do it more and more often, you're going to get used to it. It's still going to be uncomfortable and maybe painful, but because you've done it for so long, you get used to it. It never gets easier. You just get stronger. So that's actually one of my favorite quotes. Things never get easier. You just get stronger. And then target the spots that are really achy, right? If your quads are sore because you did squats a few days before, then roll out your quads more. right? If your calves are sore, roll them out. If your back, roll it out. Just lay on the roller. Just move around on it. It's like having someone massage you without having someone massage you. So foam roll and stretch. Nice, light stretching. Don't be crazy with it. You don't need to do a full yoga routine, but find where your muscles are tight. If you can stand up, bend down, touch your toes, and touch the ground without any issues, then you're all right. But if you bend down, touch your toes, and you can't, and it hurts a lot, then work on that. Ooh, I just hit a little puberty right there with that. That's my voice, guys. That's not fair. Don't make fun of me. And then explore some recovery tools. Massage, that's a good one. If you can find someone or a place that gives massages, that's great. I actually do them. If you live in the San Fernando area, hit me up. Sports massage, compression therapy. Those are the boots that fill with air and kind of squeeze your leg and just help with the blood flow. Ice baths are great. Infrared sauna is great. Or just a full rest day. You just lay out and do nothing. That's also really, really good. It's also really, really cheap. So don't be afraid to like try different things either. Try something 1 week, try something different another week and see what works best. Maybe you want to rotate through different types of recovery each week, whatever. There's no right or wrong way to do it. Everyone's going to do it differently and everyone's going to benefit from it differently. So find what works for you and find what you're comfortable with, because you're the one who's going to be doing it all the time. Nobody else. Unless you find someone that also has the same routine, and then you all can be recovery partners. That's pretty cool, actually. Find a recovery partner if you can. That'll help you so much. If you can work out with someone and also be like, hey, yo, we're taking the day off today, or hey, we're going to do yoga or Pilates, or we're going to infrared sauna or ice baths. Not together. We're not going to get in the ice bath together, but you know, just saying, we're going to go together to the, never mind. Let's move on. So let's get strategic too, you guys. I said this earlier, as far as like taking time off or a week off of lifting, there's also a way to deload. So if you're on a strength training program and you don't necessarily want to stop lifting for the week, that's okay. Do the same program the next week, just go lighter, right? Deload. Every time you get in there, you just go a little bit lighter each time. You're still getting the work. Your muscles are still getting the tissue breakdown, but you're also allowing them to recover faster because you're not breaking them down as much. So deload through the week. And then what does that say? Cycle. Yeah. Deload through the week and then change your intensity through the week too. Start, you know, mild to medium, get, you know, lower as far as intensity. And then maybe at the end of the week, you can pick it up real high because you'll have the weekend to recover. And then Monday you can start fresh. Those are ways you can do it. Again, find what works for you. There is no one size fits all. If I do one thing 1 week, doesn't mean that it's going to work for you. You might have to do it a little bit differently. Maybe you could do it the same way. We don't know until you try. So you have to try different things. You have to experiment a little bit. But that's the beauty of doing work like this, is that each person has their own way of doing it. And each person is going to find what works best for them. And then just remember, you guys, recovery, as weird as it sounds, because you're not doing any, quote unquote, doing anything while you're recovering. Maybe you are in the Normatec compression boots. Maybe you are just sitting in a sauna. Maybe you are taking a full day off and just resting, right? It's still progress. Your body is still doing something to help you move forward, even though you feel like you're not. So shift the mindset around recovery and use it as a tool to progress further, a tool to get better, to get stronger, and also a tool to really stay injury-free. The biggest thing that holds people back when strength training or when getting into any sort of training routine is getting hurt. Getting hurt is a huge setback. You feel discouraged. You can't do anything. So now you feel like you've taken a few steps back. So it just becomes this cycle of negativity, in a sense, when we can't do the things that we want to physically. So use recovery as a tool to help you get better. You'll have better performance. You'll be stronger. You'll be faster. If you look at professional athletes, they take rest days, right? Well, especially in the NBA, let's not get into that with their workload, whatever. But they have their recovery tools available to them that they use as much as possible. They're stronger, they're faster, they have more endurance. They feel less anxious. There's less stress on them because there's less stress on their bodies. Injury prevention. When you have a well-rested body, a strong one, it's a lot more resilient. It's a lot more resilient and able to reduce the risk of any injury. You know, if you have strong muscles and strong joints, then any little tweak isn't necessarily going to hurt you or put you out for the long term. It may be a little uncomfortable, but your body's going to recover a lot faster because you've adapted to that. You've allowed it to adapt to recover. You've allowed it to adapt to getting stronger and being more resilient. You'll also feel more energized. You know, when you feel rested and when you get into a workout and you work really hard and you feel good during that workout, that's encouraging. That feels so good when you're like, man, I crushed that workout. Like a few of my clients have done that in the last week where they come in like, oh man, that felt really good. And what happens is you actually enjoyed yourself and you want to come back and do it again. So it's really encouraging when you can push yourself to the max and still get the same amount of effort and results each time because you've allowed yourself to recover. And then a balanced approach to fitness is going to support your life physically and mentally. All right. Anytime you rest, anytime we take a step back and relax, anytime we, you know, remove ourselves from busy and stressful situations, especially in work and life, it's the same in training, right? If, you know, we put ourselves and our body in through stress and pain while we train, which is the same in life. You know, sometimes we go through stuff and it's painful and it's stressful, but the more we get through it, the stronger we are. And the more we remove ourselves from those situations, you know, we meditate, we take our nature walks, we take breaks outside, we disconnect from our phones for a little while, whatever it may be to help you, that's our rest and that's our recovery. So even though we're talking about recovery and rest when it comes to strength training and your physical fitness and your journey, it's still a huge part of your personal life as well. So use recovery in all parts of your life. And I promise you'll see some benefits as you start to incorporate more rest and more relaxation into your super busy, crazy life. Because we all have a super busy, crazy life. So take your time to rest, take your time to recover. Don't feel guilty either when you do it, because that's going to add to your anxiety. That's going to add to your stress. So even though you're taking rest, don't stress about it, because that's just going to kind of negate what you're trying to accomplish. Okay. All right, guys. That's all I got for today. I really appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to me. I hope I'm educating you. I really do. I hope I'm giving you something that is beneficial in your life. And if there's anything that you guys feel like you want me to talk about or I haven't covered yet or you need help with and you feel like an episode would help more people, then send me a message, drop me a message on Instagram. You can email me, emails at adamir@amfitnessnutrition.com. You can also message me on Instagram, TikTok, wherever. But please be, you know, engage when you can, be active on my profiles if you can comment on stuff so that I know where I can help you in this journey that we're on. But anyways, you guys, if you haven't followed me yet, please follow me on Instagram. Please follow me on YouTube at Coach Adamir. My videos get posted on there for YouTube. All the podcasts are on YouTube. They're also on Spotify and Apple. And all my workout videos and instructional and educational videos are mostly on Instagram, but they will be on YouTube soon as well. So, any platform at Coach Adamir, that's my handle. Appreciate you guys. I will talk to you guys next week. So remember to love yourself and go be the best version of yourself. Bye.